This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's Wowie Wednesday. Wowie! Wednesday, the 28th of February, last day of the second month of the year of our Lord, Anno Domini 2018. In fact, it is the year of the Earth. If we were to figure this out, Victoria, the year, let's see, year of, we'll call it instead of Anno Domini, it's Y-O-E, the year of the Earth, and that would be 4 billion. Let's see, 850,350,418. All right? So it actually is, instead of February the 28th, 2018, it's February the 28th, 4,850,350,418. All right, we get that straight? Everybody make note of the fact that we really are working on the year of the Earth. That's not to be blasphemic, it just is. It's nonsensical stuff. It's nice to have a benchmark. And the fact that Jesus walked the earth 2,018 years ago is swell. I'm happy to have that as a marker because it makes it easy. Because can you imagine if you wrote on all your math homework when you were in elementary school, February 28th, 4,850,350,418. That'd be, make it much more difficult to have room on the paper to get your answers, right? You following me so far?
It would, unless you have like a scroll with you at all times, yes.
Or an abacus. Bring that abacus along. Okay, let's get to it here in this hour. Trending stories, Victoria and Kara here. Jennifer had an interesting incident last night. You may have heard her say that this could be a trending story in a manner of speaking, at least for our stake in the world. Jennifer had was the host or moderator or one of the I'm forgetting.
Moderator.
Was the moderator of a debate between the people who are running for governor in California that are Republicans. I think there were at least two, if not three, people involved in that. And then as a part, this is so typical of California, the protesters outside the event shut it down. And the police surrounded the building and wouldn't let them out after it was all over. Nobody was hurt. There was no incident other than in the name of we don't like Republicans in California, we're going to shut down the debate. So that's I want to get some more from her after she comes to. But she was locked up in her room most of the night, so you can imagine that she's not around quite yet. However, there are other things going on, and Victoria's got an update on some of the trending stories right this moment.
Well, Khloe Kardashian, we don't really talk much about the Kardashians here.
Thank heavens.
However, Khloe is everyone's favorite Kardashian, Jennifer included. Yes.
Okay.
You would like Khloe. Khloe is very smart, very funny. So she is 8 months pregnant with her first child. She had been struggling to get pregnant for a while, so now everyone's very happy for her. However, she is now at a full 8 months pregnant, and she just flew to Japan. And, of course, people have lots of opinions about this.
Mm-hmm.
Pregnant women seem to get a lot of heat no matter what they do. You're either doing something that's wrong or you're not doing enough or whatever. So apparently now people have taken to Twitter and have started bashing her for flying at 8 months pregnant all the way to Japan, saying, why would you take a risk? And no mom-to-be should be that far from her OBGYN. What happens if she gets sick? Well, they do have hospitals in Japan that are probably pretty advanced, but she unfortunately is getting a lot of heat. Obviously, she has gotten permission from her doctor that she's had a very healthy pregnancy, and at 8 months, if she has to take a quick trip and then fly back, she's fine. So, but they have, this is so typical of how social media works. They've had all kinds of people weighing in. The American Congress of Obstetricians and Gynecologists have weighed in. They're on Chloe's side. They say flying in your third trimester is perfectly safe as long as your doctor knows where you are and knows that, you know, has checked you out and says that it's fine. So poor Chloe. Right. She just keeps getting it from all angles.
I remember hearing that as well from others, that it is not, it's not a big deal. Well, it depends on how, for some, I think this is one of those individual things. It depends on your health, depends on your body. Some women are not supposed to move at all once they get to the sixth month. They go sit down in a chair and that's it. Right?
Bed rest. Well, that seems to happen more with twins, I think. Bed rest towards the end. But it can happen to, it can happen
to anybody.
Megan
had to do that. She was, it was not easy for her. Yeah. And it was complicated by it being an in vitro baby. I don't know if that just generally complicates it or if it was in a specific circumstance. But good luck to her. That's the best way of looking at it. Let's wish her well, as we wish everybody well in whatever the circumstances that you're confronted with today. All right, so what else have you got that's cooking?
Well, the story about Ryan Seacrest is kind of building a little more steam. There were more details. We talked a little bit about this yesterday. Some more details from his accuser have come out. They're pretty specific stories. He has addressed it. He's standing by his story that he did not behave inappropriately. He said he knows his truth and that he insisted that he will still be doing the Oscars red carpet for E!, which is sort of his mainstay. He's been doing that forever. Now, apparently, there are some stars in Hollywood who are going to be avoiding him on the red carpet. And I guess that this is starting to build from Variety, Page Six, a lot of the different celebrity outlets, and they say that he is not telling the truth and that there may be some consequence as part of the Me Too movement, especially at the Oscars, which has become very, I don't want to say politicized, but there's a lot of messaging.
Yeah,
but it's not political to have a Me Too movement.
No, it isn't. That's not political. I watched yesterday as I was getting dressed. I was in the hotel at the event that I had attended last couple of days, and I decided to watch as I was getting ready pretty much the whole program. I watched them talk to Christine Baranski and to Kiefer Sutherland promoting their TV shows. But the beginning of the show, when they come out holding hands and giggling and having fun and telling stories and that sort of thing, the first 13, 14 minutes of the program is usually all about them.
Right.
And what's going on with them. They got their teeth whitened for that was the big thing. They got their teeth whitened for the Oscars this weekend. They'll both be in different purposes, but they're both going to be there. Anyway, I was trying to find a sign with a focus on Ryan that made me think he was uncomfortable, and I didn't see it. I saw, and that's a live show, so it was as he got started on it. That was, you know, 4 or 5 hours into the news cycle of the day that's focused on him and this woman. And he didn't seem a bit challenged by it. He's very good. He's very polished. He's very smooth. So whether it would get to him or not or be obvious, I think I could tell if somebody were. No, I'm serious. I think I'm a good judge of people, their body language, and what's what. And unless he's a superb actor.
Well,
then, whether it bothers him, that doesn't mean it isn't true. I'm just saying that it didn't seem to bother him, and they didn't say a word about it.
Well, I didn't really expect them to talk about it on the show because it doesn't involve their show. But E! Has already told him, or they've already closed the investigation, so he's not in jeopardy whatsoever with his contract at E!. He's obviously not in jeopardy with his contract at
ABC.
with Kelly or with American Idol. So why even if it were true, like, why would he have to be uncomfortable? He already knows he's in the clear. Whether he did it or not, he already knows he's in the clear. I would think that would make me look pretty comfortable too.
Yeah. Well, it's the other side of it is, it's sort of the tough part about all of this stuff, as much as there is so much legitimacy to so many of the claims. We might even figure most of the claims have some value to them in the sense of, did these things really happen? And heretofore, they've been discounted. So now we've got real stories, and then there are a few fakers. and whether this is involved in, there are more and more things that seem to be surfacing about this, so does that mean there's more to it, or is there just more to the story, and will you get more from the other side? You're hearing this woman's point of view, and that's hardly enough. In the court of public opinion, it is enough to make you guilty. In the court of
courts, I don't think so in his case. I don't think people think he's guilty.
No, I don't think they do either.
The majority of people don't.
Yeah, but if you have people that are in Hollywood that are going to avoid him on the red carpet because they think he's guilty of something without really knowing, I think that's short-sighted.
Well, it's publicists who, you know, run Hollywood. They apparently are, they're saying, they've confirmed that they're going to warn some of their clients to steer clear of him, because if their clients look, especially females, if they're happy to see Ryan, they know him from the red carpet, and they act like they're friendly, and more of this stuff comes out, then the backlash lands on the women who were, so I get that this can kind of be a PR thing, I get that. But the weird thing about this story that is different, this girl, I think it was 11 years ago, she went to HR at E. She did all the proper channels. Her lawyer has now come out saying that there were four witnesses that that HR refused to even speak to. So that doesn't look good either. Witnesses to his supposed bad behavior and groping of her and things like that, and they didn't even investigate, they didn't even look into that. That to me is very suspect.
Is he the kind of person that you think, there are a lot of rumors about him being gay. So
for years.
Yeah, right.
And going all the way back to the very, very beginning of his career, he was working in, I want to say maybe it was even San Francisco.
Atlanta.
He was on the air.
He went to San Francisco,
San Francisco. Yeah. A guy I used to work with was on the air right before him, and they would do the changeover shift. And he said every Monday morning, Ryan was a little bit late because he was getting dropped off because he had been on Merv Griffin's yacht all weekend. Well, we know Merv loved cute young boys. And so the guy that I worked with, because I said years ago, I said, oh, isn't he gay? And he said, well, he said he would never admit it. He said, but yeah, everybody at the station seemed to know. He was Merv Griffin's little plaything. And so that was at the beginning of his career. So, yes, he's been plagued by those rumors forever. He just has never addressed it. Some women have accused him of using them. Remember he dated Terry Hatcher for a minute and set up a fake paparazzi shoot when he kissed her? That was a whole big thing. And she said she thought she was on a real date, and she found out it was a setup for a photo that he had arranged. So there's a lot of weird stuff there.
I find it horrible that men in general and some very specific circumstances exist that really ought to get cleaned up. And I think some of them are, not all of them. Men, but it's the old expression that really is trite, men will be men. Well, you know, it's time for men to stop being men in that way. 20 minutes after the hour here on the DJB show.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Diane is hired with Indeed.
It just gives me so many more qualified applicants to choose from.
Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Is negative content on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, negative articles? Happens a lot. It's not fair, not right. You know what you can do? You go to ReputationDefender.com, help you protect your good name. Free consultation at ReputationDefender.com or by calling 855-432-4886. Call right now. Get a free expert reputation analysis. Easy to kill the unfair attacks with their system. Analysis is free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Get rid of the bad stuff and focus on the good stuff so your reputation, your business, your home will be on the right footing. Call now 855-432-4881 or talk to an analyst at ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
Thank you. One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Let's get to the TV news, 23 after the hour here on the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Let's see. I was going to do a review of Bull from last night. Michael Weatherly is in his second season of playing a very interesting character, and he does it very well, and it is a very good show.
Is that the show about, is he a jury profiler right?
Yes.
It looks interesting.
Yep. It's very well done. It actually, interestingly enough, was the idea was conceived by Dr. Phil and his son.
Huh.
And they're the producers of it. It just is, though, a good basic story that is very intriguing. Good characters, likable. Weatherly's very likable in it. I just think it's a good show. And so there you go. That's my review of a television of one show from last night. All right, what else? What do we got tonight?
Well, tonight, another show for you. Are you still watching The Blacklist?
I have not seen it for quite a long time because it had been on at a time when I couldn't watch it. I think it's, is it 8 or 9 o'clock on
8 p.m. NBC tonight. Yeah, I think so it wasn't it on back at 10 and then they've moved it to 8?
Well, it's, yeah. And
it was on later, right?
It's got enough violence in it, so I think it's inappropriate at 8 o'clock, but it must be doing all right in the ratings. They wouldn't have brought it back.
Right, that's true. So NBC, 8 o'clock tonight, brand new Blacklist. There's also...
Is Designated Survivor new tonight, too, I think?
It is. That's on at 10 tonight. That's also brand new. The X-Files is new, 8 p.m. on Fox. And if you want something a little bit different and out of the ordinary, there's a great show on the E! Channel called Hollywood Medium. And Tyler Henry he started out as at 17 or 18 years old. He's become kind of Hollywood's go-to medium, and he reads different celebrities, but he never knows who he's going to read when he shows up at their house. And because he's this kind of like cute little farm boy who has just moved to LA, he doesn't know any celebrities. It's so rare that he even recognizes anybody. So it's kind of fun when he shows up and he starts doing readings and he doesn't know about who.
Maybe we should get him on our Your Hidden Power. That sounds like a good...
Good luck. He is so popular. Tonight he is reading Jim Parsons, who of course is one of the stars of The Big Bang Theory, Kristen Cavallari from MTV's Reality World, and she actually apparently reaches her brother who passed away tragically in a car accident a little over a year ago, and Savannah and Todd Chrisley from Chrisley Knows Best. They will both be on the show with Tyler Henry tonight as well.
I think the Designated Survivor... coming back in after 3 months off, the last episode in the last frame of the last episode that I saw was the president's wife getting killed in an automobile accident. And Kiefer was saying on the shows he was on last night with Jimmy Kimmel, I think, too, idea of this. And that's it's really interesting to see how these people move around.
Because yeah.
Christine Baranski was on the CBS Morning Show promoting her show that's only on the digital channel. I, for the life of me, still can't understand, because it's such a good show,
yeah,
why the heck they don't put it on the network.
No one knows about it.
Yeah, it's really amazing.
Yeah.
It's a great show. Then there is the Kiefer thing, and he was talking about how the president's going to try to survive without his wife, and is he fit to serve, and all that kind of stuff.
I wonder why they killed her off, or if she just wanted to leave the show.
She must have needed to go to, yeah, she probably wanted to go somewhere else.
But you are correct. Tonight is the season 2 mid-season premiere, and that's at 10 o'clock on ABC. President Kirkman's senior staff insists he seeks professional help in dealing with the loss of his wife, so he reluctantly sees a therapist.
Yeah. He's become quite a good actor. Not that he wasn't, no, he sort of was there. It started with 24, and there are still people who are plotting behind the scenes, I'm told, to get 24 back on the air with him in it, whether they can do that or not, because his shooting schedule would allow for that to happen, whether there would be the ability of somebody like that to star in two major network shows. And by the way, I had a thought on Ryan Seacrest, and Christine Baranski was on that show yesterday, and she came over and hugged him and said, gee, we've never met, I'm sorry about that, blah, blah, and they went. So, and she's very active in the Me Too thing, and I wonder if she would have done that had she not, you know, she's all over the place with a lot of women's causes. And she also talked about the filming of Mamma Mia, which is supposed to be a whole lot of fun, that movie coming out, I think.
Cher has joined the cast.
Yeah, right. She talked about
which will be great.
28 after the hour here on the DJV Show.
Success breeds envy. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. The more successful you become, the more envy you will draw from others. People will be jealous of what you have and of what you've accomplished. And when people are struggling in envy, they tend to lash out. So be mindful that the more successful you become, the more others will try to tear you down. My advice to you is to reframe how you see the hatred and envy coming your way. For example, you might just look at envy as a compliment. It's a marker in the path to success that everyone encounters. And it's not good or bad or right or wrong. It's just a natural part of the evolution of success. The more successful you are, the more others will want what you have. And if they can't get what you have, they'll try to tear you down to what they have. But as my good friend, the NFL legend, Ray Lewis, says, just keep going on. To hear more from Ray and me, listen to our podcast, Tackling Life.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035.
That's 800-667-9035.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
After the hour, you're listening to the DJ V Show for Wednesday. It's the 28th of February, and you know what today is? It's National Tooth Fairy Day, boys and girls. Going back to the mid-20s, fairies were used for all sorts of health education. Bath fairies, fresh air fairies, getting children to remember to eat their veggies and wash behind their ears. Be good little girls and boys. And get a good night's rest. And then in 1927, Esther Watkins Arnold printed an 8-page playlet for children called The Tooth Fairy. The same year, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle proved his claim that fairies and gnomes are real and verified with pictures. Two girls surrounded by fairies. So Ms. Arnold's play began to be performed in schools. At that time, shortly thereafter, and the Tooth Fairy has been slipping into homes ever since. What's the most money you ever got for a tooth, Victoria?
Oh, jeez. I don't remember. Probably a dollar a tooth, maybe?
A dollar a tooth.
Maybe, yeah.
Carrie, you're younger, so you probably got more. How much did
you get? Actually, no, I come from a pretty cheap family. So I normally got like a quarter for a tooth, but one time before I got braces, I had to have four adult teeth pulled, which was not fun, and I think I might have gotten like 50 cents or a dollar for each of them. So, thanks, Mom.
Because your parents got a bill for that one. That's
exactly,
why.
Nice.
They said, Kara, we had to pull these teeth. It's no act of nature.
Nice going, Mom. Okay. So, anyway, there's that tooth fairy. Hi. The tooth fairy. I never had the same. There are today the words that are used that are different. When I was a kid, gay was not what it means today, and fairy, which is associated with gay, didn't have any meaning along those lines either. I didn't even know. You know, actually, I never really even thought of. Nor did I know. I was pretty naive as a child, and the ladies will probably tell you that they think I'm pretty naive as an adult about some things. And in this circumstance, I never paid attention to this sort of thing. And then looking back on it, I can identify some men who were in my high school and college who were...
But are we still talking about the tooth fairy?
Yeah, but the term fairy applies to gay people now.
No, not now.
Well,
people don't ever
people
say that
is.
Now.
Well, do you think that's what used to... Did that apply to gay people before, fairies?
I'm sure it
probably
has.
Not in your lifetime.
I've heard the term.
It's a slur, yeah.
But, yeah, right.
But I don't think that was ever the main usage of the word fairy.
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
just an interesting.
I thought
segue.
You were talking about you didn't know about the tooth fairy.
Oh, I knew about the tooth fairy.
Okay.
Yeah, we gave my children. My son had a lot of trouble with his teeth when he was young. So when the wisdom teeth came out, I think it was. I've forgotten how much we gave though. I think it was a couple, maybe more than that. I think Tony may have given him $10 a tooth.
Oh, something. My God.
Yeah.
Wow. He's making bank.
Mm-hmm. Making bank. He was, in fact. Do you agree with the Jimmy Kimmel that it is absolutely necessary? He's the host of the Oscars this weekend, so he's the focus of lots of gab. He's not my favorite and never has been, and I don't know whether it's because I don't like his politics. I don't know what it is about him. I think he's a little smarmy. Self-effacing, whatever. But he is back this year hosting the Oscars. And now we ought to probably, as the energy increases, spend a little bit more time each day talking about the Oscars and who's in it. Although I think we've, to a point, discounted them because nobody knows many of the movies that are up for awards. And we think that some of the elitists in Hollywood are making the Oscars more irrelevant because there's never a focus on movies that everybody goes to see. Having said that, Kimmel said that he thought it was almost necessary for comedians to speak out about the serious subjects of the day. He said, quote, a lot of people are going on with this line of reasoning where they say people in show business ought not to speak out about politics. And I happen to agree with that point of view only because I don't mind knowing what their point of view is. I'm happy to. But what it does, in my opinion, and it does with people on the radio, it does in general, it eliminates sources of income. If you cut half of the audience out, it is. And so if you own your own gig, and Kimmel doesn't, he's an employee of ABC, they seem to be okay with him making his political comments, as CBS seems to be okay with Stephen Colbert making his political comments. But Fallon, you don't know where Fallon is politically, do you? I don't know. Not. Yes, no, maybe.
Well, Fallon got a lot of flack because his audience did not like Donald Trump. And when Jimmy had him on during the election, he was like rubbing his hair. And
oh, I remember
He got a lot of flack for being overly nice and not asking him any tough questions.
Did Trump not appear on Kimmel's show or Colbert? I can imagine not appearing on Colbert. But did he not get on the Kimmel show either?
I don't remember. I don't know.
Okay, anyway, excuse me, go ahead.
Well, since that happened, Jimmy has taken to, he's a lot more vocal and making Trump jokes and things like that because that's where his audience is. So I don't know if that was always intentional for him or it just seemed like after he got such a big backlash for being too nice to Trump that it turned and then he just kind of piled on. So I don't really know. It's a little phony to me.
Pretty
it seems
boring.
A little transparent.
It is, yeah, right.
But
So anyway, the other thing that has been sort of disingenuous about all of this, the news media, as usual, overdoing everything. I've seen maybe four or five interviews with Kimmel or references to the Oscars in the last couple of days, and every single one of them talks about what could go wrong this year, making reference to what happened last year and how much they're rehearsing things and all of this other stuff. For God's sakes, the guy made a mistake. It's like the hoop. Can't anybody make a mistake anymore? In any circumstance?
You're referencing the wrong best
picture
being announced.
Yeah, the wrong winner. Right, at the end. Warren Beatty, and then Kimmel goes up and tries to fix it. And I mean, give it a break. Give it a rest. Let's move. It was like Steve Harvey getting in the chops for announcing the wrong Miss Universe a couple of years ago. What, are you perfect? Those of you who are so, what's the old business about? Be careful about throwing stones
if you
live in a glass house. Come on. Aye.
Yeah, that whole thing, people don't even remember. You'd have to, and I'm just getting to this now, you have to think about, well, wait a minute, what was Best Picture last year, and who was it again? No one even remembers. So to keep talking about the wrong movie getting announced, it was an awkward moment at the time, and people in the audience, you know, were surprised, and the people who thought they won, La La Land thought they won, and that was obviously kind of devastating to figure out you didn't win. But everyone handled it really well on stage. The guy from La La Land was incredibly gracious when he said, no, actually, this is Moonlight, and congratulations. The whole thing was, it was fine. It was just, I don't know. It was so, the whole thing is stupid.
It is. All right, let's get to other things that are not quite so stupid. What's going on in the world of sports? A couple of things. Let's see, one from football and one from basketball. Player Dwayne Wade has a connection to the shooting. He plays for the Miami Heat. What's that background story there, Victoria?
Well, one of the boys who was killed in the Florida school shooting, he was 17 years old. His name is Joaquin. His favorite player was Dwayne Wade, and his favorite team was the Miami Heat. And it had apparently been a family goal to go see the Miami Heat play this season. Of course, he was shot and killed during the Florida shooting. He was buried 3 days after the incident, and he was buried in a Dwayne Wade jersey. And so when it got back to Dwayne Wade that this had happened, he was in a press conference after practices on Sunday, and he was very visibly he was upset. He just felt terrible. He was really emotional about it. And so he, on Monday when they came back, he dedicated the rest of his season to this young boy, and he said he hopes to meet the parents at some point, too. And it's just one of those, just such a sad footnote.
The fact that we have to be engaged in this sort of conversation, for the reason we're engaged in it, is very sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty, and actually it makes me angry to a point, because there's just a waste of life here for no reason. It would lead, on the surface, it certainly appears to be that there's no good reason. If some things change because of it, so that these 17 people didn't die in vain, maybe that would be a way of looking at it. Cross our fingers and hope that happens, because there does need to be change, in my opinion, in the way we look and work over things from that corner of the world. Other sports items, Roger Goodell has talked to Jerry Jones and says, you better cough it up. These guys, unbelievable. Talk about frivolous. Go ahead, Victoria. What's Roger Goodell? He wants to take millions of dollars from Jerry Jones?
Yes, he wants revenge, basically. Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, has been gunning for Roger Goodell's position, not for himself, but he wants him replaced. Yeah. And so this was sort of stemming from the kneeling and the anthem and all that stuff. So now Roger Goodell has talked to some of the other team owners. They all have confirmed to him, the ones who are loyal to Goodell have said, yes, Jerry Jones has been trying to. He already had a replacement for you in mind. He's been campaigning behind the scenes. And so now Roger Goodell wants to fine Jerry Jones $2 million as some form of like restitution for claiming that it's, you know, legal fees and all the time that everybody spent on it. So I don't know. Jerry Jones is pretty slick. I don't see him coughing up $2 million easily.
Nope, and I think he has some support in other members, whether it's the majority of NBA, yeah. Of NFL owners, but I think there are a lot of NFLers who think that Goodell's a boob.
Yep,
and
he mishandled
$30 million a year, and he's a boob.
Yep, and he mishandled all of the Anthem stuff, I think. Yeah. A lot of people think that way. Papa John's is now officially no longer a sponsor of the NFL. That news broke overnight. So the NFL it feels like it's crumbling, and there's certainly ratings issues, and something needs to be done, and I don't know, maybe Jerry Jones was right. Roger Goodell should be gone.
Well, I think that's, I am one of these people, and I've said this often, I don't know what's going on in somebody's head unless we ask them, what do you think or what do you mean, and then you let them tell you what they mean. So I'm not going to try to invoke my own interpretation of what people say, especially in this circumstance, but it's pretty obvious that Roger Goodell's not the most popular guy in town, so whatever it gets done to crank him up or get him out of there with some of the owners is A-okay. It reminds me of an episode of Ballers, that show on football that The Rock stars in. It's actually it's on HBO. It's quite a good show. And it does play to the headlines in a manner of speaking. It tells stories about football players and the game and human interest stories that are very closely related to things that have happened in that game. So it's quite a good. If you haven't seen the show and you haven't got HBO, I'm not selling HBO here, but it's a good. There's a lot of good stuff on HBO, as there is on Netflix. And I don't know. I'm only a Netflix and HBO person. I don't know about some of the other choices that we have. I know a lot of people have Hulu. They subscribe to Hulu, but Hulu almost seems to be old news now. Am I right?
Hulu was actually the first. Back in the day when streaming first started, Hulu was the first platform where you could watch binge-watch TV shows and things like that. And then Netflix came out of nowhere, and Netflix has definitely surpassed them. But Hulu has got a lot of good original programming. That Handmaid's Tale that just won a ton of awards, that's a Hulu original. And people love that. So Hulu is dumping a lot more money into their original programming to try to keep up with Amazon Prime and with Netflix, which all of them have their own original stuff now.
Yep. You wonder how they get support, because those things are expensive to produce.
They're
going to be getting a lot of money this is the way they get it is to have subscriptions.
Mm-hmm.
So say hi, everybody, to, Keith Vincent of East Bern, New York, listening to the DJV show. Keith, hello. Good day to you. It's 11 and a half for the hour.
Are you a pescatarian? If not, you may want to seriously consider this fish and plant-based diet. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cause of cancer in the U.S., and every year more and more people under 50 are diagnosed with it. Much attention is being given to diet as a potential contributing factor. Driving home the point is a new study involving vegetarians, which concurs. Vegetarians, as a whole, have a 22% lower colorectal cancer risk. Those who also add fish to their diet have a whopping 43% less risk than the general population. We don't know why pescatarians fare better. Other than eating fish and more fiber, they generally eat less sweets, smoke less, and exercise more. Whatever it is, doctors agree on one thing. Prevention is the primary goal in stopping all kinds of cancer, and pescatarians seem to be on to something.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're gonna let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dong, 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 dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them! Da-dong, da-dong.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now 53 past the hour, it's tick tock.
Tick tock.
Here's the right time by the studio clock. It's tick tock time. So we're going to, I say we because that's sort of the collective we. Victoria's really the one in the know and on the go here. Selfies in the focus plus Snapchat right after this technology update.
The Geek Out. You are getting more emojis, whether you like it or not. Now, sometime in the fall, 157 new emojis will find their way to your phone in the new release. Featuring more animal and insect options, of course, a new selection of generic faces and food. So who decides this stuff? It's a consortium of big tech companies and individuals who are also responsible for all sorts of software standards we unknowingly live under every day. Hairstyles are a big thing this time. No hair, curly hair, white hair, and even the red-haired people of the world finally get their due. Emojipedia dropped a preview video showing off many of the new icons, so if you want to take a peek, I've got a link to it on our Twitter timeline, at The Geek Out.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Hello, I'd like to deposit this to checking.
Fate is a fickle master. What? The future is uncertain.
Okay, and what's my account balance?
Ah, the horizon is cloudy. I see a long, treacherous voyage filled with great peril.
Look, can I just get a deposit slip or something?
A fortune bank teller. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
I see a yellow-eyed serpent and a low APR.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
All right, in terms of selfies, they become part of our lives. Certainly a lot of us once in a while. I think I've done it only a couple of times. How much selfie action do you open up to, Victoria?
Well, in terms of how I do it, I really very rarely take selfies at all. I don't really like them. I'm not great at taking selfies. But you have to put in a lot of practice, and that's part of the problem. And there's a new study out from, it's published in the International Journal of Mental Health and Addiction, and they actually did a study of young people in various countries, one in particular in India, to report their behavior, and it suggests that it's pretty much an international epidemic now, that compulsive selfie-taking can actually lead to self-itis, is what they're calling it.
Lovely.
And psychologists say that it's not recognized as a mental disorder yet, but they say it is a concerning trend, and a selfie addiction is when a person is obsessively taking selfies multiple times a day and posting it to whatever social media account they have. And they say, if you take a look at your page, if more than 50% of your photos are selfies and you're using filters frequently, then those are red flags that you might have selfitis. You might have a selfie addiction. And doctors say more studies are showing that the more time spent on social media negatively affects people's self-esteem, which we've talked about. People have less of an ability to cope with anxiety and depression, things like that. To avoid selfitis, it's pretty simple. Put your phone down and create selfie-free zones. Now, the other thing is, if you suspect a friend is addicted to selfies, and we're saying this sort of tongue-in-cheek, but actually this could be a real thing, doctors say you can help your friends by not liking or validating their selfies. Don't think that that's going to stop people like Kim Kardashian, who is all about selfies and actually has a book of selfies. But hey, those are the world, the times that we live in.
Yes,
they
are.
It's actually a mental disorder now.
Right. Speaking of the times we live in, there was a lot of shock at the amount of sugar in the Cadbury cream egg.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Snapchat.
Well, I decided that we didn't have time to talk about Snapchat. Well, it's sort of a way of understanding what is going on, where people need to get a life department. There were 16,000 comments on the posting of what's in the cream egg at Cadbury, and they apparently have five plus teaspoons of sugar in this egg. Is that 21 grams of sugar and lots of carbs. That's what we're getting close to Easter, and a lot of people are examining this sort of thing, right? Who doesn't want a Cadbury cream egg in their Easter basket? Come on, folks. Forget about what's in it. Just enjoy it for once. 59 past the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.